Hello, hello to all my friends, and welcome to Anatomy of the Heart. My name is Stephanie, and each week we are going to dive into a time where we take a moment to pause and take a deep breath, allowing for God to fill us with His glory. This is a time for us to take an inventory of our hearts and to get ready to grow in our faith each day. So join me as I share weekly devotionals for the imperfect, tired, yet fully capable in the eyes of our Father.
Everybody likes free stuff, right? Well, in order to celebrate season 2 of Anatomy of the Heart, I have something that I'd like to mail to you. Please go on to Instagram at Anatomy of the Heart. Send me your name, where you're from, and your mailing address, and I'll ship it out to you. Make sure to also tag and share me on Instagram.
So, do you have a gate at your home? I mean, the entrance of your home. I'm talking about like a protection gate. I mean, I know we don't. We live way out in the boonies, and we don't even have a security system. The purpose of a gate is to prevent or to control the entry and exit of individuals, right? So gated homes and communities are generally a bit more secure and safer if they have one. The most secure gate that I found while researching, they say, is something that is well made out of steel or aluminum gate. And to feel the most secure, a 24-hour operator to actually stand, observe, and protect is, they say, the safest way to go, of course. But not surprisingly enough, while I was looking at an article, the most secure and protected gate in the whole entire world is Buckingham Palace in London, England. I mean, this billion-dollar palace, it also has 24-hour security with horse guards and British armies posted inside and outside the royal home. Number 2 was the White House for our President of the United States. Number 7 was Bill Gates. And at the end of the list, and I just had to throw this in here because I thought it was funny, was in Poland. And it is called the Zombie Bunker. So have no fear. If you are a doomsday prepper and you want to keep yourself safe from zombies, Poland has got you covered. So needless to say, gates and gatekeepers are important to some people, especially if you have value inside, like the Buckingham Palace. Now, well, in the Bible, the gatekeepers are mentioned various times. I mean, over the last few months, I've read so many things about the gatekeepers, and it just keeps coming up, and I think it's really cool. But gatekeepers were guards, and they were stationed for protection at various gates, which could be the city gates, the palace gates, temple gates. But a gatekeeper had to be completely trustworthy, alert for any signs of trouble, and they had to be known as it being like an important task. And certain qualifications were definitely required. It wasn't like you were just given the task to be a gatekeeper. So here is 10 different facts of qualifications that they said. You must know God, seeking the leading of the Lord. You must be clean. You must be trustworthy. You must be alert, because a guard cannot go to sleep while on duty. Must be strong and courageous. Must be wise, needing God's wisdom to watch over the gates. Be disciplined. Have faith. Be obedient and be prayerful. And I am sure that there were many, many more requirements and qualifications, but these are just some that I pointed out. I have a question for you. Are you a gatekeeper? Are you ready to be a gatekeeper for yourself, for your family, for your home? I mean, how much will you go to the lengths to protect your heart, to those closest to you? Is Buckingham Palace great? Or is it no gate at all protection? I mean, how committed are you? We think about inside the gates of these big, huge houses, these elaborate homes. We wonder, what does it look like inside? How beautiful inside is it? And well, in a spiritual sense, I want my home to be the home that people awe at, the one that they wonder what's inside. I want others to see the dwelling of the Lord so vivid in my heart that they want to break in. A gatekeeper of our homes, though, we must protect ourselves. The enemy seeks you out, and they will. The enemy wants to get in your head, attack you, and tear your spirit completely apart. As the gatekeepers, we need to be equipped, ready. We need to be standing guard so that no thieves can enter into our homes. Well, in the book of Nehemiah, the leaders of Jerusalem, that was inside the walls, inside the gates, they were there. But the rest of the people that submitted themselves into wanting to be into the gates, they had to be put into a lottery system where they would be selected to go in and move past the walls, to move past the gatekeepers, to have protection against the outside destruction that was going on. But I don't know about you, but I don't want to be thrown into a lottery where the odds may not be in my favor. I want to be the leading my cause for Christ so guaranteed that I'm guaranteed that spot inside the gates. I want to be inside. I don't want to just be standing outside the gates just watching the construction. Once you were inside the gates, but would you guard your heart and your territory? Once the Lord has saved you, gave the desires of your heart, wouldn't you guard yourself? Wouldn't you try not to let anybody attack you? Wouldn't you know that there's valuable inside, and that's why you have the gates at your house? I mean, would you trust in the Lord always, never doubting that He couldn't supply your needs? If it were easy, then we wouldn't need guarding of our homes, guarding of our hearts. There are enemies out there, and they want to destroy you and your family. There are people out there that want to see you fail. But we are special, and God takes care of us. He has given us the ultimate lottery ticket and has allowed us free entry into His palace. The hardest part is accepting a gift and then walking in through with that gift. In Nehemiah, in order to dwell in Jerusalem, they had certain requirements. One, you had to rearrange your view on material things. You had to give up your previous land and take up your new business inside the gates. I mean, are you willing to let go of your past? To let go and let God give you new things to adopt into your lives? Two, they had to be willing to rearrange their social priorities. I mean, some of them had to leave their friends, their family behind. When we finally accept the call of God and we enter into His gates, and we sometimes have to say goodbye to old friends, family, co-workers, and which they may prohibit us from entering in and staying inside the presence of His gates. Not everyone will understand your choices, but it's for you to understand of the will of the Lord, and it's not for them. So number three, you had to endure the problems of the city, because the city was not looking glorious all the time and it needed work. So we aren't perfect. We're not always glorious. And if you're sitting there saying that you are, then I would have to say liar, liar, pants on fire. Just saying. We have to be willing to see, and we have to be willing to understand our faults when we carry out the need to work for Christ. We need to do this in a spiritual cleanup in order to stay inside His courts. And four, we need to know that we are the target of the enemy. I've heard this said to me, and I've said it to people before. You know, when times get hard, times get tough, and we're under difficult oppositions, you know, the devil trying to attack us, we say, so the devil's just attacking you. So as Christians, we need to be ready for when these attacks come. It's that simple. We need to be reading, guarding the entry of our gates. We have to let no individual, nothing pass through unless we've given them an invitation. At that point, we also have to be careful with who we extend that invitation to. There have been people in my lives that I thought deserved an invitation in my dwelling place, but I've come to understand that not everyone deserves an invite. If you aren't careful to guard your home, then the enemy will easily break past and destroy your most valuable items. Let us pray. Lord, help us to understand that we are the gatekeepers of our own hearts. May we learn to walk out the divine balance of guarding our hearts and putting our trust wholly in You. Give us wisdom against criticism and negative words. Help us guard our hearts from fears, anxieties, and lies. And may we be filled with You and led by You. May we put trust in You. We give You complete access in our dwelling place. Thank You for filling us into Your peace. we love you. In your name, amen. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening to Anatomy of the Heart. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, make sure to share and follow with all of your friends.